Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Isn't that great when you're, they know they fixed you. They know you're okay. Sure. You've come to.
They want to get you on the upside. Be like, you're healed.
The drugs have taken effect. Now hit him, you know. And Carla said she was nice. I called her a witch. My vision of the lady coming in asking for money was.
It took me 6 hours to get, hey, it's a kidney stone.
Without any pain meds.
I got the pain meds 3 hours in when my...
Still a long time.
I talked to my sister, and she was like, let me talk to the doctor. And then morphine came right away.
What I love is that when Mike got home, and I don't know if anyone saw this, he went directly to Instagram. He stood on his balcony, and he said, do not be fearful of the kidney stone. Do not let the kidney stone run your life.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's hard to smile. It really is.
Well, I can't believe you're even here.
I wasn't in yesterday. I guess I should start from the beginning because the guys did not. I thought the guys might have discussed what the issue was for me.
The ailment.
This is Wednesday. That would have been Monday night, correct?
Yes, Monday night.
Monday night. Okay. Pardon me if I'm a little squirrely and a little foggy. So. Do the show on Monday and get through the show and then go out with my regular group of guys on Monday. It's wet down here, so we kind of play a casual scramble format. And I'm dragging my ass a little bit. I'm not really that with it, but I don't think anything about it. And I got that little diverticulitis thing, that little pain that I get now and then, every now and then.
Right.
Not a big deal. And then I sit down to a early din-din. That was just fantastic, and we were all starving, and we all ate like wild animals, and we're feeling good. And then probably within a half an hour after that, I'm sitting there, and I start to feel some pain on my side, and then I start to feel the pain on my side even more. At this point, my responsibility is normally putting my kid down
right.
at night. Carla gets him up in the morning. I put him to sleep at night. I said, would you mind taking care of Michael tonight? I'm going to go lie down. And I go in and lie down. This is at 6:30, 7:30-ish timeline for that. And then it starts hurting more and more. And then it starts hurting more and more. And it's this pain that goes from like my upper rib cage down here down to my belt line. And I'm like, well, this... Yeah, you know, when you've had anything to do with your digestive system, you have one very strong feeling right away that says, well, my colon has exploded. But so I'm a little freaked out. And I am telling you, the pain continues and gets worse and gets worse and gets worse. And Carla walks in, sees me. I'm in the fetal position, lying on the bed, and she says, we are going to the hospital. And I said, fine. Absolutely fine.
It had to be amazingly sudden because we had lighthearted text exchanges like an hour
About your new clip that we'll be using to close the show. I mean, which I think is damn hysterical, you know?
Yeah.
No, and of course I don't have it turned up because that's the way I roll.
It's fine.
All right. There. Let me turn it up.
You're coming back from medical leave.
It's done, Joan. They packed your things. They're loading your car.
That's it.
It's done,
Joan. They packed your things.
They packed your things. They're loading your car.
And Rob posted a big picture of Howard DeSilva, which made me laugh out loud. And yeah, it was right after that. So whatever time that text was,
I blame Howard DeSilva.
And
he caused it.
It's hurting to the point of, you know. I've played hockey. I've blown out my knee. I've gotten. I've gone to the emergency room because I've had a back injury before.
Yeah.
I've gotten. I've had diverticulitis. You
Carla
know?
Said yeah. you're usually great with pain.
Right.
When I talked to her, and I was like, if he went to the hospital, this has got to be abysmal.
I was not able to really communicate effectively I was so glad Carla was able to come in. We didn't know with Covey whether Carla would be able to come in with me. And Carla did. I got there. They said, do you feel lightheaded or dizzy? I said, both. They put me down in this little wheelchair. In the
ER. Nice.
And I'm going, that was my contribution. Now, Oscar, you've had them, right?
I've had it, yeah. It's absolutely terrible. It's devastating. We're
talking about, are you ready for this, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes.
A little timpani right here. Kidney stones. Kidney stones.
And I've heard it described, Mike, as an exquisite type of pain. Almost unto itself, nothing feels like this.
So, it knocked me down. It stopped me from
fighting through it.
Right.
Functional. There's no relief. There's no till you get the drugs.
There's no, I forgot what
they gave me, but it worked. And it was just on and on. And you change body position. You change the way you sit. You stand, you sit, you lie down, you can't do it. And I'm not communicating other than my eyes were closed and I'm going like that the whole time as I'm going in there. And I remembered that I go in and they give me an IV when I first go into the ER. And then they said, we don't have a bed for him yet. And they wheel me back out. And I remember going through that and just being like, oh my God, I got to deal with this. I didn't care about a diagnosis. I didn't care about what the hell was going on.
Yeah,
and
did you tell them your sleep number was a 90? They need to know this.
It was weird. And now I'm in a cycle where I woke up yesterday morning and slept almost all day. And then it resolved. When I woke up at about 9:30, 10:30 in the morning, it had resolved. There was no pain. And then last night, the pain rolls in around 5:30 again. And then the pain rolled in a little bit to a lesser extent right before I started the show today in a slightly different spot. So it's in there.
Oh, so it's moving.
And you've had this. So what insight can you offer me on this? I'm not doing too well today. I'll be honest. I'd be lying if I said, hey, I'm doing fine. My mouth is dry right now. I'm just kind of blah, blah, blah.
I think you've been through the hardest part, and I'll tell you why. Because you add the layer of anxiety that comes with just getting to the hospital nobody knowing what it is. They don't know if you've got your gallbladder 100%. That blew up or something else went wrong.
Absolutely.
And you go through the CAT scan and everybody swears they think they may, but could be. No one. And that's hours of this, by the way.
Yeah, it was not for me. It actually was very. They started.
Got a better team.
From the minute I walked in, they were talking about that. I think they said something like, have you had kidney stones before? And they got me back and right away gave me the CAT scan and came up with that, saw it and said, this is it. I was out of there at 9:30.
Who says healthcare doesn't work in Florida?
I was out of the hospital at 9:30.
It took me 6 hours to get, hey, it's a kidney stone.
Without any pain meds.
I got the pain meds 3 hours in when I talked to my sister and she was like, let me talk to the doctor. And then morphine came right away.
What I love is that when Mike got home, and I don't know if anyone saw this, he went directly to Instagram. He stood on his balcony and he said, do not be fearful of the kidney stone. Do not let the kidney stone run your life.
God.
And that you feel better than you did two days ago.
Do you feel invincible, Mike?
Yeah, look at you. You look great.
Well, is anybody surprised that that's the way he came out of that?
No.
No.
And by the way, not out of the woods yet. And I mean that by anybody that's had the COVID.
You aren't.
But I'm sure for
either.
All the people that.
None of us are.
No, it's coming. But so.
The worst has passed, God willing. Now,
the worst, Oscar nailed it when he said, when you said the anxiety of not knowing what's going on combined with that. That was, it was so painful that it was in my mind too, not making it any better. And now I'm dealing with pain right now, but it's not, I know exactly what it is. So I'm not sitting here freaking out and I'm able to do the show and that's fine. And if I start doubling over, you'll have I'm not going to leave the show. We're going to have another experiment. It's called the oxycodone experiment.
good show.
I've got it standing by.
Like
I'm about
my
maybe
body.
15 minutes away. Hi, everybody. So that's not the fun part of this. The fun part of this story is I receive instructions as the narcotic. By the time I walked out, was wheeled in, walked out. by the time I walked out, the pain was gone. It was great. The drugs worked right away. He was Adam was the name of the nurse that was in there, and he nailed it. He was good. He also, for all the people that said, I have a bad vein, bad veins to get IVs, he said, you got a river there. You got, you know, you could put, he was commenting on how massive it was.
Big veins.
So I'm going to remember that spot for everybody that puts the drugs in and gives me the instructions on, they give me a drug called Flomax.
Nice.
Which is exactly what it says, which is to help you pee freely.
Opens up the dam.
And they have a commercial on the TV. I've seen the TV commercial.
Helps you flow, right?
Sure.
And so he says, and I'm going to give you this, and he gives me one of these little plastic urinals that looks like really a teapot that's made out of plastic. And then he gives me a strainer. So flash forward to the middle of yesterday, where I come out to Carla, and she said, did you go number one? I said, yeah, no, nothing. Didn't see anything. I said, but it's tough to do. She said, what's tough to do? I said, it's tough to go through that strainer because, you know, it's she said, wait a minute. Did you pee into the strainer? I said, yeah. She said, no, you're not supposed to do that. I said, what are you talking about? She said, you're supposed to pee into the little plastic holder and then pee it, pour it in. It's really lovely. If you have any problem with urine, you should really probably turn down the radio right now because it's difficult. So, like, I know one of the times I was drinking a lot of water, which they tell you to do.
Sure.
Drink tons of water and had a pretty good little flow, and it was kind of, you know, it was kind of difficult because the strainer. Carla told me not to bring the show and tell
not built for speed
AIDS into the show today because I would be grossing people out.
Yeah, but and also there's a splash factor there. You know, you really want to sort of target what you're now. Are there any dietary restrictions? Are you allowed to have asparagus?
I guess so. They didn't say anything about any food at all.
Just clear liquids, though.
I ate a good breakfast and dinner last night, so I mean,
okay, good, fine good, good. That.
But it's just it's there, you know. It's like right in there.
It's not easy to understand that your body can create something that's supposed to leave, but when it leaves, it's going to leave a mark. Like it's going to leave a psychological pain that you will always. I will always remember it because
you have one or two.
I had one,
okay.
And you know, God forbid they break up. Because sometimes they're
do they tell you not to drink like cola or tea or anything like that?
For a week, almost a week before I thought it passed. And by the way, when it passed, I didn't even notice because by that
they
time
they said that they need to see the rock to analyze what kind it is.
Yeah, I'm shocked they didn't try to break it up. That you didn't have some sort of quarry down there and you had to do the sonic therapy.
Well,
to break
they didn't
them up.
See. I guess they didn't see that because that's what
Carla,
they said about it.
Carla, I'm in the bathroom and hey. That's good news.
What's this? Now I can ask you this. I mean, everybody's different, obviously.
Yeah.
So when did they break yours up? No.
Mine was
because they can do it with like sonic therapy.
So mine was so small. So let's say you have the best reference points a Tic Tac. Imagine a fourth of a Tic Tac, maybe a 1 fourth of a Tic Tac.
Okay.
A little piece that is as painful as I would say a Tic Tac in itself. If that was the case, they'd probably have to break it up with some sonic waves.
How big can they get?
They can get big enough where they'll break it up. They'll try to break it up with sonic therapy, if I'm not mistaken, because that was told to me that they might have to break it up if they find something that's too big.
And also, it would be horrible if the Tic Tac went sideways, because if the Tic Tac is flat.
I think they would have to break up a Tic Tac. And by the way, we do have a doctor who listens to the show. I think specializes in this.
And, let's get him on the phone.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Let's talk to him. I'd like to
do we have his contact number by chance on that email? I'd love to call him on the back channel and see if he's available between patients.
I will see if we have him standing by. Yeah.
Please.
Because I'm supposed to make an appointment with a urologist, too.
Why settle when you can select, Mike? Select our guy.
I'd love to get some free medical advice. That would be great. Yeah. He listens to the show every day. He's the guy that I think I talked to in New Orleans with his wife.
Yeah.
He was a urologist from Atlanta,
he wrote
right?
in when we found out that your volcano was throwing out steam and not lava.
I remember that, too. I don't know if that has anything to do with anything, but you know, just add one more thing to down there.
What if it is connected?
Yeah.
Oh, could be.
Well, let's not go there.
Solve two problems been diagnosed. With one medication.
I've been procedure. Diagnosed, and everything should be fine. I hope it's crazy. But you know, I was not with it enough to pay attention to what the people were saying. And I think I dealt with a PA, not a doctor. I think I had a PA come in.
And they would have. I think they would have broken everything up if it was that large.
No, I think it's one. It's in there.
And even let's say one fourth of a Tic Tac is painful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks. It's the worst pain I've ever had. And I didn't think that.
I thought I was dying.
What's that?
I thought I was dying. I told Shannon, I was like, hey, this is the access code to all the digital files.
You feel like you were going to pass out?
Oh, yeah.
It's been rare, I said at one point, I looked at Carla, we were in the ER waiting room, and I said, I think I'm going
to
pass out.
I said, this is the access code to the digital files with all, the transactions.
Yeah. Oh, God, you were giving out codes and passwords?
There are thousands of people listening to us right now that know what we're talking about, and I know we're going to get tons of people that are going to be sharing their input. I know that over the years, I've met guys that had... I think we knew somebody that had a chronic problem with it, Rob. Maybe mm-hmm. somebody that... Do you
John
remember
Norman.
Who I'm talking... Who was no, it?
John Norman. He probably wasn't in your orbit at the time, but he was gone for, I would say, a good portion of 2007 or 2008, if I'm not mistaken, because he had like six bouts of kidney stones.
It has to do with an amount of acid in your body.
You drink
chemistry,
a lot of
right?
diet soda. Apparently, that'll catch up to
diet
you.
Diet soda is a mm-hmm. it, yeah. it's done. No more right. diet soda for me.
You want full flavor? Good for you.
I don't think it's diet. I think it's any kind of cola.
Probably.
Because I'm told tea as well, and I drink Diet Coke and tea. I drink a lot of water too, but that's where it is with this particular thing. So to the people at Gulf Coast Hospital, I have to tell them salute. Closest one, not always a fan of you, but went to the closest one because I didn't want to linger. It's rated very highly, and they did a very, very nice job. And, of course, you know how I feel about the people that are on those front lines.
Of course. First thing
they ask you about is the COVID. Do you have any COVID systems? And I think they said, do you have any COVID systems? I'm like, no.
Oh.
No. I sounded like Pat from Saturday Night.
I know. Hurts,
you know, and then of course the sensitive soul that is my wife. I said to her, I said, so were you scared? She said, no, I was sad for you. Oh. And that's another one. That's like when she didn't cry when we got engaged, and it's that same kind of chip that she has where she's just kind of
she was sad to see you on the struggle bus,
because
you were struggling.
I was sad for you and your body,
like my body. No, and then it got back to weight again. You know, I got that lecture again. You know, it's like weight. It's always weight.
You're like
my mom and my sister. Weight. Weight is everything. Weight, weight, weight. Yeah, we know we're fat. We know we're fat. We know we're f***ing fat. Okay? I don't know whether it contributes to the fact that I have a rock inside of my urinary tract that's causing great pain.
You can be a skinny
twig. But I'm not eating another goddamn donut, okay?
It is diet, but you can be a skinny F and still get kidney stones.
Well, John Norman. There's the example there.
Multiple.
And I know there was somebody we knew that used... I've met people over the years that had a real problem with it all the time, I think. I think a friend of my wife's husband, I think. I remember was in the hospital in and out because... And for those of you that go through that, I can't even begin to tell you how much empathy I have for you right now. I am not like the president who gets COVID and then comes out and says, forget about it. Don't worry about it. I'm good. You know, 210,000 people, don't worry about it. You're going to be fine. You're going to be A-okay. It's didn't we have that discussion before he came out that we knew it was going to be like that?
That was my theory.
Oscar called it, yeah.
That was
Oscar
your theory.
It. Yes.
Yep.
Uh-huh. That he was going to come out. That, you know, it wasn't your Alex Jones theory, but you did say he was going, that part of your theory did say he was going to come
Santana
out stronger
Jones.
Than the,
yeah. You know. He said he's going to come out like Superman.
Oscar
Jones. There wasn't the new drug that he discovered.
That is a caveat. He got...
Right.
He got the experimental drug. I said he was going to get the latest and greatest.
The cocktail.
Well, and there's a popular argument out there right now as to whether he got more of special treatment with drugs you wouldn't necessarily give.
Oh,
I think in medicine, people wait out things
cocktail,
a little bit before.
That cocktail isn't available to the general public.
That cocktail is usually available for people that are in incredibly dire straits.
But less than 2,000 people had that done, maybe a little over. And then, you're going to give the president the best chance of survival. Yeah. And if you think you got nothing else, you just go ahead and move forward with what may help him.
Sure.
Right. And then Dr. Sean, his physician, who comes
guy.
Out there.
Oh, my God.
That guy will go down in history, won't he?
Jesus Christ.
That guy will go down in history.
Was the president on oxygen?
Not today.
What? But was he on oxygen?
I don't like to look back.
I hope he's single and he's on Bumble and nobody's swiping on him.
Bumble.
So if I excuse myself at any particular time, to go to the facilities, you'll know what it is. But right now, I'm kind of hanging in there. And what's weird is all day yesterday, nothing. And then, the early part of this morning, okay. And then right about showtime.
It starts creeping up.
Like that. But not what I had the other night.
Maybe it's taking the turn.
Sure. It's just like it's big. No, I think it's still in the parking lot. I really do.
Oh, really?
I think it's still in the parking lot looking for a space, if you want to
linger
know the way I
longer.
Feel right now. Linger longer. But, everything's fine. Everything will be okay. And outside of my checkbook with an ear infection visit and now a kidney stone visit, here. Yes, insurance. What is insurance? It's nothing. It's nothing. Nothing at all. That was a nice cherry on the sundae, too.
I bet.
When she rolled in with our copay for the ER for $625. Then she came in and said, oh, by the way, it's $625. Isn't that great when you're, they know they fixed you. They know you're okay.
Sure.
You've come to.
They want to get you on the upside. Be like, you're healed.
The drugs have taken effect. Now hit him, And Carla said she was nice. I called her a witch. I called her a scraggly, gray-haired witch. That
a crone, Mike.
And that, I loved everybody that was in there. I didn't even make eye contact with these people. I was hurting so much, so I don't know. But I remember the guy Adam, and then we were talking with him a lot, and he was complaining about the people that come to the ER for a COVID test when they don't need to, which apparently is a problem down here in Southwest Florida, where people get the sniffles and don't go to the regular, free place to get it done, and they take up a bed.
These are the people that call 911 when their cat escapes. They're a little overreactionary. Yeah.
Right. Right. But then, my vision of the lady coming in asking for money was
feeling better. Pay me.
You didn't do a counter offer? You didn't do a counter offer when they presented you with the bill? You
said, $450.
I didn't ask for a wheelchair.
No,
$500.
I didn't. No counter offers with that. Glad to be here on the show. And,
glad to have you.
This too will pass. That is the title of today's show. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Here we go now. This is where.
Happy birthday! Woo! I hope you're hungry. You should see that
Uncle
toast.
Buck
I couldn't even get it through the door.
Announcement here. There's going to be a little delay on the clown.
What clown?
Miles' mom hired a clown.
Oh.
What's the matter? You don't like clowns?
Yeah, about 5 years ago. Clowns are boring to make me puke.
Alputa, the clown. Put it there. We are.
Kids will love that. I didn't order you. My sister-in-law did. She's not here right now. I'm looking after them. I'm the uncle. Buck Russell's the name.
Right, great. Listen, I'm sorry. I'm late. I was at this all-night bachelorette party. Hey, you need any dildo jokes? I'm the guy.
What did you have? A few drinks this morning? Huh? I think you did, didn't you?
What are you, Mother Cabrini? You never touch this stuff?
No, but I wouldn't be drinking if I was going to entertain some kids.
Hey, I don't have to take any from you.
You know who I am? In the field of local live home entertainment. Oh, my God!
Get in your mouse and get out of here.
Hey, you, let me tell you something, you low-life, lying, four-flushing sack of shit.
Buck Russell.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Louis, please tell me, how's my kidney stone doing?
It's done, John. In fact, your things, they're loading your car.
We are live from the Heat Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C.
It's done, Mike.
Is it going to come out soon?
It's done, Joan. In fact, your things, they're loading your car.
We are heard everywhere from Paradise, Montana, North South Carolina, Pixley, California, Pickering Beach, Delaware, Corona, Queens, New York, and Bouillon, Belgium. And speaking of Queens, or Brooklyn in this case, to our friend Paulie Christine, who really ran into a bit of a problem with the latest weather. You know, you're hearing nothing about this hurricane down there.
Hurricane Delta.
Delta hitting Cancun, and to Paulie Christine, stay safe. I know they evacuated him from his vacation resort, so hope he does well down there. Our show today brought to you by MyBookie. I had a great week. I bet two games. I bet the Tampa game, and good I man. Bet my New York Giants to cover the spread. And MyBookie was good to me. Football, baby. Week 5 is here. Plus, postseason baseball and the NBA playoffs in full swing, which can only mean one thing. It's winning season at MyBookie. Here's a fact. A game is 100 times more exciting when you put some money on it. Is that true, a fact or an opinion?
No, that's a fact, Mike. That's Thank a you. Fact. Take it to the bank.
Whether you, it's, I don't know, that sentence feels like it was written by a non-sports guy. Whether you bet with your heart or with your head, MyBookie is your best bet this season. They made it simple to win and easy to withdraw your cash. Hey, football fans, right now, they've got a $100,000 super contest for only a $10 entry, and they're giving away $5,000 in cash prizes every 4 weeks. You'd be crazy not to invest with that kind of potential return. $10 to win thousands. Come on. Come on. Use the promo code TMOS to claim your 100% deposit match all the way up to $1,000. It's an easy way to jumpstart your bankroll. NFL, NBA, MLB, the Marlins, the Braves, the Rays, and the Yankees. They all play today. Get in on it. The most exciting way to support TMOS is by supporting MyBookie. It's never too late to get started on your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. Use promo code TMOS and double your first deposit now. MyBookie. Have some fun. Amen. You know, I'm not going to spend the whole show talking about kidney stones when Mr. Santana is living in what is now gotten hot again as far as the COVID. What is the feeling in D.C. and the suburbs, Rob? I'm curious about what's going on out there. It's crazy.
Well, the numbers, and look, I think it's easy to make this political. So I am. When you have
path of least resistance.
When you have an epicenter of a super spreader event at the White House.
Yep.
Whether it's the Rose Garden ceremony or it's just a meeting in the White House, whatever it is, it's the White House. Mm-hmm. That's going to tick up your numbers. And when you have the second and third generation contact points for those who got infected, and then their kids or their friends or their neighbors start spreading out like a spider web, it's a problem. So the spike is correlated with the White House. A super spreader event, and the idea that I don't spend too much time with anybody at the in the current administration makes me feel A-okay with my current situation here in D.C.
So they're actually saying that the spike in cases in D.C., while not solely responsible for it, the White House, with all of their cases, it is still a super spreader event that they have, the number of people that got sick that are in and around the White House.
That would be the case if there was any other event in the city that could be pinpointed as an epicenter of multiple cases.
Yes, that happened in a church or it happened at a
wedding.
Sort of wedding or anything like that.
Right. Wow. These are just facts.
Man, oh man. I mean, it's just a scary time, and you know, things are not getting better, and it's horrible. It's truly truly horrible. I think we get desensitized. Even my son, as I'm dropping him off at the bus this morning, and you know, I said, is your mask? Do you have your mask? He has to go in his backpack and
right.
grab his mask because he forgets. We get desensitized the more time that passes. Mm-hmm. It's a freaky, freaky time.
We haven't seen much spike out here in the burbs, but next Tuesday, Carrie goes back to school and teaches some students in class. And it's she was fitted, we mentioned this yesterday, fitted for her scrubs and her face mask and her testing and all of that to prepare for it. But I still...
She's going to be wearing scrubs?
Yeah, they have an outfit for her to actually deal with the kids and part of her personal protection
special
equipment.
Needs.
Yeah. The special needs kids.
Special needs kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And so that's one of the reasons I'm a little bit anxious because, and we spoke of this briefly yesterday, is that kids are kids no matter what, but it's a special needs kid that, you know, sometimes they just, you can't reason with them. You can with a kid that is a run-of-the-mill kid, and a run-of-the-mill kid's hard enough. So that's going to be tough. And also, I got to say, Loudoun County doesn't have, while they are focused on the safety issues, they don't have a lot of the T's crossed and the I's dotted. They're not exactly sure what teacher assistant is going with what teacher yet. And this is next Tuesday. They've got to get their stuff together. And I hope that all of these details come together in time, because that lack of organization is what's going to cause the problems in the long run. Like, the busing schedule has not been nailed down yet. It's tough. They've got to, every kid has to come off the bus individually. Their temperature has to be taken individually. And then when they exit, they have to leave one at a time. Temperatures one at a time. Oscar, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't, and this is going to sound like I'm trying to make a joke, but I just don't know enough about this because I don't have kids and
right.
I'm not really sure. I think, when I was younger, unfortunately, there was a stigma with special needs that they were the spitters and biters of the class.
Right.
What are special needs now?
Kids with learning disabilities, kids that have trouble taking care of themselves, attention
spitters
deficit.
And biters.
I was going to let it slide. I was going to let it slide.
How can you let that slide?
Because I was hoping that
we
maybe
had those at my first radio station, too. We'd give them usually the night shifts.
Spitters and biters. I thought that was your morning show.
The spitters and biters. I'm spitters.
I'm biters.
Good afternoon, everybody. All right. It's time for today's spit take. Isn't that right, spitter? That's right, biter. You got a good time having it right now. All right. Now, it's and time for our local take a bite out of crime, Simon. Biter's got his list of the criminals that are. Isn't that right, spitter? Spitter and biter.
Yeah. And it's 7:10 and 9:10 every morning. Bite me. The news segment where we focus on a client that we don't like. Bite me at 7:10 and 9:10.
Right after and Wednesdays and Thursdays, spit take. Yeah, that's going to be fantastic. Jesus Christ, you got it. That just threw this room. We're trying to have a reasonably serious discussion that he says spitters
and biters. Yeah.
That is too damn funny. Has Carrie ever been bitten?
I don't think she's been bitten.
Has she been hit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I mean, some of the kids can get a little unruly.
Okay. All right.
And it's, they're very small classes, and they are
Does
only
she deserve
bringing
it?
Of course. They only bring in. Oh, when you meant being hit, you meant by a student?
It's funny when we get serious and then we're just like easing back into our natural state, which is pure comedy as I rub my eyes. My
I should say
ridiculous
my
eyes.
She's never been hit by a student.
Oh, stop. Okay, enough.
Stop.
Enough.
Stop.
I'm talking about faculty. The classes are very small, and they're only phasing in the special needs kids because they really do need that one-on-one interaction. She'll be going in 4 days a week, and the classes are split. Half the kids come in Tuesday, Thursday, the other half Wednesday, Friday. And it's a bold experiment because, again, all of this is absolutely unprecedented.
Do you say experiment?
Experiment.
Do you say experiment instead of experiment?
Experiment.
I say experiment.
Experiment.
I say
How
experiment.
Do you say it?
I say experiment.
Experiment.
Yeah, experiment.
I think I say experiment.
But my favorite flavor of gum is spearmint.
I think it's experiment
there you
the
are,
way you say it.
As usual, the tip of the spear.
I'm spitter.
And I'm biter. Yeah, having a good time today, everybody. Going to be big fun. Big fun on the show.
But we will see.
So
we will see
scared.
How it goes.
Are you scared? Is your family scared? What's going on?
I'm anxious, and I think Carrie is frustrated because all of it is not nailed down yet, and it should be. They're less than a week out.
Well, I suggest we'll extra flamethrower pizza tonight or whatever. That
fireworks.
What is it? Fireworks.
Flamethrower.
That's a, oh, that's Spitter and Biter's pizza joint. Flamethrower pizza. Hey, everybody. I'm Spitter and I'm Biter. We're here to tell you about a new pizza phenomenon. You know, you've heard of those wood-fired ovens all the time. How about a flamethrower? That's right. We get a great crust on this pizza by putting it to the flamethrower. You're familiar with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and the Leonardo DiCaprio scene where he fries the girl in the pool with his flamethrower? Well, we cook pizza that way. The way you used to like it.
We don't cut corners.
Oh, my God.
We burn them.
We burn them, exactly. Little bits of burnt love.
I have been pointedly avoiding all of the Covey stuff, focusing kind of on the sporting event that is politics and not paying attention. But with this flu season, correct me if I'm wrong, we are not, if we are going to get this second wave, it ain't here yet. Correct?
No, it's not here yet.
No. They're saying it could be sooner than later.
I was under the assumption that we wouldn't know until late December, early January, because that's the epicenter of flu season.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But you should get your flu shot today.
Yeah.
Do not wait.
And then on top of it, of course, you know, as I'll have it in news you may not need about Eddie Van Halen for whatever reason. Maybe it's because of everything else going on, but that hit home for all of us rock and rollers.
It really, really made me sad. And I think it was because it was so sudden. We knew that he had been battling cancer, but we didn't know it was the end was that close. And I got out a few LPs last night, and wow, what a catalog. Just
amazing. Do you have anything today? Do you have any
every today? Every record today will be a Van Halen record, and I've got some really neat stuff in the audio.
Do you have Hot for the Teacher?
I can play Hot for Teacher if you
play Hot for the Teacher. Let's play Little Eddie.
We should have done that
at the beginning of the show.
What I have, this I think you'll really enjoy. This is his guitar on Hot for Teacher isolated. So it's
perfect. Even better, Rob. Eddie Van Halen passed away, and this is just spectacular. Let me tell you about Eddie Van Halen. There was so much controversy with Van Halen because of the lead singers.
Right,
with David Lee Roth. And I would throw this out, that when it came to that band, you could put anybody in the front of that band, and it would be fine. Mm. That's why you got guys like... look, I was a Van Hagar version. A lot of people disagree with me. A lot of people were David Lee Roth people. But at the same point, when you listen to Van Halen was Eddie.
Think of the name of the band.
Eddie.
Think of the name of the band. It's Van Halen.
Yeah.
And there was a joy to watch him play. He will always look like he was having more fun than you were. He was just part of the music. And he's like, look at me. Look what I can do. Look what I'm making happen right now.
Incredible.
It's an amazing thing to listen to.
It's the same way I feel when I see Jimmy drinking. He does it better than anybody I know.
Or Jimmy putting a pie in somebody's face.
You know?
Hey! I can watch Jimmy's videos always. Always. Yeah. It's like, you know, I don't even know. I know the Bills won something, so that's why. And by the way, the Bills are for real this year, Jimmy.
Yes, Maddie.
Undefeated.
Very, very exciting. It's nice to have a team to live vicariously through our individual Jimmy Cerrito when the Bills win. But getting back to Eddie, man, oh, man. I mean, I didn't know. When a celebrity dies, when somebody that we've all loved dies, you don't know how you're going to be affected. And for whatever reason, maybe it's because I'd just gone through my little kidney stone episode or the COVID or Patton Oswalt had a great, great line that I'll share with you in news you may not need about Eddie Van Halen. But it really, really is. It hit me. I was sitting there going, oh, man, that's so recent for me musically. You know, if a Beatle were to pass away or a Rolling Stone were to pass away, you know, that's a great career. They've had their heyday.
Sure.
But, you know, a little fresher, although Eddie was in his 60s, you know? I mean, he's my age. I think he's 61.
65 he was.
65. Was he 65? He was 65. Yeah. And just so much great music. Too young. I never got bored. Yeah, way too young and a shame. So Rob will be playing that music all the way through. We got to take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills. It's a big, big anniversary. And we need to take note of that, ladies
observe
and gentlemen.
Observe it, Mike. We must observe. Yes.
During this commercial break, try to guess who it is. We'll come back in just a second on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
I'm Chris Pontani, and I'm an O-American.
I'm Dirk Vastrick, and I'm an O-American.
I'm Dan Ware, and I'm an O-American.
This is Dawn from Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Adam Sternberg.
I'm Robin Ferguson.
I'm Gunga Kumoka.
I'm Nancy Veronese, and I am an O-American.
In this historic election year, it's more important than ever that you participate.
Vote in person on November 3rd.
Vote early or vote absentee.
Make sure your vote counts.
Vote for the candidate of your choice.
Please vote.
Vote. Gabish.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'll be honest with you. Ever since we've been dealing with the COVID, fashion hasn't exactly been a top priority. Am I right? Am I right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
But feeling sloppy eventually gets old, and no one wants to see you running around your neighborhood in your old sweats. That's why I'm so excited about our partner, Public Rec. They make leisure wear in waist and inseam sizes because comfort starts with a better fit. My favorite pants are their best-selling all-day, everyday pants. They're more stylish than sweatpants. Oscar's got them on right now.
Yes, he does. Look at them. They're beautiful.
There they are.
Oh, no!
There they are with a button. Zip your fly.
Excuse me.
Sorry about that.
Everybody. They're more stylish than sweatpants. They're a great alternative to jeans. Great for lounging at home, looking sharp for work, heading to the bar, and everywhere in between. And Public Rec has incredibly comfortable shorts, T-shirts, Henleys, polos, hoodies, jackets, even golf wear. Now listen, Public Rec rarely offers discounts, but right now they have an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Go to publicrec.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS to receive 10% off. That's right. They don't do this very often. That's Public Rec, spelled R-E-C, and use our promo code TMOS for 10% off. And we thank you, Public Rec. Did you get your wife some Public Rec clothing for your anniversary? It's Oscar's anniversary.
Yay!
There's the big reveal.
4 years?
I think we're going into our fourth year, so is it the third year anniversary? The third anniversary?
Okay,
right?
You're answering it like the president's doctor.
You sound like the president's physician.
I feel great. <right there. laughs> He's great.
Is it on
how many
oxygen?
Years have you been married?
Three.
Three. It's three, your third
three,
year
three,
anniversary.
Three.
Three years.
Three.
Someone
feels like 20. The pandemic has really messed up holidays and celebrations.
Observations, yes.
Because my go-to was, we'll go to a nice restaurant and we'll try to rekindle that love and passion we had when we first got married, and we'll fake it for a night and then we'll move on with life, right?
Exactly.
Right.
And you just can't do that now. Like, I there's no like, hey, let's go to your favorite place. Hopefully they have outside seating because there's not enough of it to go around.
Right.
And I personally don't feel comfortable going in.
And you don't know if somebody like from the White House is just eating there.
I don't feel comfortable going inside yet. That's just, that might be
you'll be
just
seated
me,
next to Ms. Conway.
we've got a booth for you.
Mr. Miller, would you pass the bread, please?
Everybody's sweating because the AC went out. So sorry.
Yeah.
My wife.
Don't take too many mints, Ms. McInerney.
Don't weather with the spoon. Just grab the mints. They're in a bowl. They're fine. They're butter mints. Enjoy them.
That's the COVID section. This is the non-smoking. Where would you like to sit? And I don't know if a lot of people at home are dealing with this. If you've had a birthday, I would say in the past 5 months since March, you realize that birthdays aren't the same.
No.
You'll get it. You'll find out from your loved ones that it's different. You'll find out that on Facebook or Instagram or whatever platform you're using, it's different because we're out of our routines. We're out of what we usually do. You get less happy birthdays. You think people forgot about it. Like it's a psychological mind F, let alone when you have two people involved that should be still celebrating. I feel like after 10, 20 years, like you just like, I will do 15, we'll do 20 years. Maybe we'll get some roses. I don't even know, honestly, where to start as far as a present's concerned. And for this entire year, it's really been for birthdays or anything else, at least for me, because Shan's birthday was pre-pandemic.
Right.
Right.
Was here's a gift card or here's something. And that's all. And I'm fine with that. That's totally cool.
Can I ask a question? Yes. Is the date is today?
It's today.
You're talking like you're either planning for it or it happened like a month ago.
And actually, I'm all ears because my anniversary is Monday. Yeah. So I got
really? The page.
Yeah, it's today. You know, 24 years for Carrie and me on Monday.
So next year is the silver, correct?
Yeah, if we
they make it.
Jinx. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Oscar, I've got great insight for you here. If you really want to make this count, the third anniversary, the traditional gift is leather.
Ooh.
Look out.
Now, yeah. See, I'm enjoying that right now.
Me too.
So then, get her
some leather pants.
So then you go.
The modern gift for the third is crystal or glass.
I think a pandemic, all rules go out the window for everybody.
No, always
and,
leather.
And also, I've made a mistake, and I should have known better. If my wife needs something or wants something, I will get it for her.
She doesn't have to
wait.
Right
she doesn't have to wait for
a
holiday.
With your theory of all rules go out the window. All right. Can you buy flowers during a pandemic? Yes.
Where?
Yes. Can you buy? Huh?
Giant? Am I going to go Safeway?
Yeah.
I guess I'll go to
yes,
Safeway.
Of course.
Yeah. The grocery store.
Some scratch and dent flowers.
Yeah, I've got a bulletin for you. They sell flowers at the grocery store.
Yeah, totally forgot.
And they come with a packet you put in the water. They'll last for 9 days. You're set.
All right, done.
You don't. And I know because of your limited kitchen facilities at Shea Oscar.
Yes.
You don't cook. So no, that's out of the question. Yeah. What does she, as far as even the cheapy foods, what does she really like? Is there, I know she eats like a rabbit. So.
Yeah,
she loves Oscar candy. She loves candy. Go, you're at the grocery store anyway.
Yeah, but Juan the farmer sent too much. So we have enough for months. Like,
but what
thank
about
you.
Like
not
her
too much.
Special,
keep sending it, please.
Her special favorite cake. She likes sour stuff, I know, right?
Yeah, look, guys, I took care of it. Let me tell you, I did the most romantic thing possible in this
good.
Pandemic.
Oh, you were setting
era.
Us up.
Okay. Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
But I went through this alone yesterday when my wife sent me which I think is a rung or a ring? It's a rung, right? Underneath, under a rung. A rung under gift card.
What are you talking?
A rung under a gift card. Is that the terminology?
A step down.
A lower rung.
Thank you.
Gift
a lower
card?
Rung. Yeah. A lower
tier.
A lower tier.
She sent you a lower tier gift card,
which is the email that says you've got a gift.
Okay.
See, and then it's a card that you have to like print out.
No, it's a card that you have to open and type in your name.
Can
it's
I just get this out of my system while I'm doing it? Because we had that clip that Rob played, so I just want to go. In the field of local entertainment, I'm a god. All right, I'm sorry. I got to thank
the listener that actually a listener requested that tape because he said, "Don't you realize the clown is being Mo Green?" I said, "Of course, makes so much sense now. I'm a god. Don't you know who I am?
Mo Green.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green."
All right, so she sent me. What do you mean a lower tier? Yeah. Tiers don't matter. It's the amount.
No, I mean, it's tiers in the land of effort.
What's the effort with a gift card? So she goes into a store and she buys the plastic one and puts it in an envelope.
In a card.
Or she sends you an
email. In a nice card.
Okay, right? I get it.
With some loving words.
All right. I wouldn't use the tier system. I would use the,
It's a lazy man's gift card.
It's the lazy woman's gift card.
Yes.
What it was, it shows a lack of planning. It shows a lack of planning.
Was that it?
Which is fine.
Was that all she was going to do?
Which is fine. I guess so. That's all I got. So I said,
Can you mention the dollar amount for the gift card?
No, it was a present she purchased for me that I had to accept. So the present comes like,
I'm confused. Is he trying to conjure?
No, I'm not conjuring. What the hell? You guys never bought anything online? Have you ever bought anything online or been gifted anything online?
Yeah, but you said you got a gift card. That's not a thing. That's a card that, that gives
you
money.
The way that this store works is here's a gift card for this item that she bought me, which is a toiletries bag from Tumi, right?
Okay.
And the gift card says accept present. Accept present.
Oh, okay. So she bought the thing online, and then she presented you with the cash equivalent of the item with as a gift card. And if you accept
in
it,
the card is applied
to the thing.
Yes.
And that's how they
and
do everything.
If you don't, do you get the cash to spend on something else in that store?
You look like an asshole.
All right.
Sometimes you do anyway.
On. So I got a toiletry bag.
Toiletry bag?
It's so lame. But
is it made of leather?
I don't know, Rob.
Because
I said okay and moved on with my life.
She's sticking to the plan.
Would she think that it was the leather anniversary?
Did I say anything to her about it? No. She walked in all happy and she's like, "What did you think?" I said, "This is great. Thank you so much. This is phenomenal." Like, I lied through my teeth. Because I'm not going to be a monster about gifts. I can move on with my life.
I've been looking for a place to put all my dental floss, and now I got it.
All right, we don't count Rob and Carrie because they don't buy things.
They
for
hate
each other.
Right.
And they don't involve themselves. Like, it was Valentine's Day, now it's anniversaries.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a thing about a piece of jewelry that Rob gave her twice at Christmas. Mm-hmm. Or
yeah, white
a
gold
birthday
cross.
Or something like that. So
same one.
Don't bother with it anymore. But I have been trying to communicate to my bride, and you have been trying to communicate to your bride, that you and I are materialistic pigs.
We are material F's.
Yeah.
You know,
his soul is full of gadgets.
And by the way, Oscar gets more credit than I do as far as gift giving.
Yeah.
If you went back, and I'm not saying this to blow smoke, but seriously, if I went back over the years of gifts that have gifts that I still value, Mr. Santana would be at the absolute top of the food chain.
Fantastic gift giver.
You gotta kiss the ring. I've always told anyone you gotta kiss the ring. You gotta kiss the ring when you can.
The Sonos speakers.
That's kissing the ring.
We're spectacular.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And still are spectacular.
They're great.
It was great.
They're great.
It was gadgetry. I try to communicate for my 60th. And this is where I'm a materialistic monster. It was great that she arranged to have both my daughters come into, fly into Maine to celebrate my birthday and then have the balloons at my sister's house. But I thought for 60, I was looking for some hardware.
Yeah.
All
told, Mike, balloons and visits, dust in the wind. It's gone.
Well, it's
all that left is a memory. But you know what sticks around is a watch. A watch
sticks around.
Oh,
sunglasses.
Wow. Something crazy.
Around.
That would be great.
Yeah.
I like watches.
A television lasts for years.
But for me, I wanted to give her a pass because of the pandemic. That's why I gave you that whole preamble
pandemic pass.
I didn't want anybody to think that my wife doesn't love me or understand me or know me.
Right.
That my love language is gift giving. And if she doesn't know that by now, going into what will now be our fourth year.
I believe she does.
She got me a toiletries bag.
She has to. Yes.
Like
what did
a
you
grandmother.
Get her? What did you get her?
I got her a card that says something that has beautiful words that I may have looked up online on the old Google.
Right.
Is it an English card or a Spanish card?
And I wrote down, and I hate writing cards, but she likes them because I know that's something she's into.
Right.
And I got her, I would say a pretty substantial, two of them, by the way, gift cards to Lululemon.
Lululemon?
Yes. Right, yeah.
She loves that yoga wear.
Yeah.
Sure.
And this is also what I did. One gift card was in the card, and she's like, "Thank you so much. It's great." And then out of my back pocket, I said, "It's Doppel gift card day."
Hey!
Yeah.
I'd say you win.
I got a toiletries bag that will not arrive till the 20th of October.
That's terrible. That's like showing a picture,
I wasn't going to say it.
Carla, come here for a second.
Bring the strainer.
I didn't tell her this, though. I let her take the win, and then I moved on with my life.
That's the best gift of all.
Yeah,
the gift of letting them think they won.
Hi, how are you? Oh, you're half naked. Oh, my God.
I think
I need an oxy.
That's the present.
I need an oxy. Yeah, get me an oxy. I'm going to take an oxy for the last part of the show.
I like that.
I'm hurting.
Send me the other half.
I'm hurting right
now. Okay, Elvis.
Hey, man, give me an oxy.
I got sick in the hospital.
So you don't get your... they didn't even know you were sick. I'm just digging a hole in my foot.
Size of a quarter. Oh, Mike.
Oh, no, Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah, baby.
Radiating pain.
Yeah, baby.
All right, we'll take a break.
Yeah.
And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we will have a little something, and then we'll have news. And
Oxy
we'll have
Mike.
The audio vault.
And,
Oxy Mike.
Hold on. There we go. There it is, right there.
Ooh.
Nice.
It's an Altoid.
It's going to be an interesting last part of the program. Stick around. That's right. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I take drugs on my podcast. We'll be right back, everybody.
Orson.
Ah, it's the most wonderful time of the year, fruitcake time. It's back again, folks. TMOS Fruitcake Futures, yeah, once in a year chance to snag a signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake.
Orson, can you emphasize the word snag?
Get me a jury and tell me how to emphasize the word snag, and I'll put your b- Get ready to place your order for the taste of the holidays. They taste even better than you remember them. Two big ways to purchase and support TMOS, including deluxe packaging and exclusive new collectibles and more. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. The holidays start right now. Oh, I have to go big pop.
Kids, if you're doing a commercial, make sure that you say the funny word at the end. Big potty is what Orson was trying to
say. Do you think Orson Welles uses the strainer?
I don't know, Rob. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Face it. Excuse me.
Can I just say, just briefly, I love my wife. Yes. Because I don't want people.
I know you do.
You know.
Yes.
That's why I lied to her and I said, I've always wanted this toiletries bag. I've been looking for it all my entire life.
Mike, the road to love is paved with lies.
Yes, it is, Rob. That's the way it works. Face it, your family has been through a lot this year. Nothing is the same. Nothing!
Nothing!
And while this Halloween may look a little different in 2020, the treats don't have to stop at candy. And that's no trick. With KiwiCo hands-on science and art projects, your devilish little ghoulies won't go batty with boredom. Instead, they'll be inspired by KiwiCo's seriously fun and innovative creative problem-solving crates. No bones about it. These are real engineering, science, and art projects. The quality is amazing. It's delivered to your door every month, and it won't rot your teeth. Candy is dandy, but KiwiCo won't rot your teeth.
Precisely.
Plus, there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. I still love that KiwiCo got my son interested in astronomy. Unbelievable. He loved it. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 30% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code TMOS at KiwiCo.com. That's 30% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. KiwiCo.com. Promo code TMOS. Ooh, scared kids.
Does Michael know that for the first time in 15 years, or Mars is closer to the Earth right now than it has been for 15 years. He can see Mars with his naked eyes tonight.
Really?
Wow. I saw some people posting pictures of Mars.
The red planet, Mike.
That's pretty pretty interesting, which I think is... we haven't mentioned our TV recos, but
yes.
I want to throw one out, just one, and we'll cover all of them in the next couple of weeks or whatever. But there's a show called Utopia. I think it might be a borderline superhero type of show.
It is.
It's on Amazon. I think it's Amazon.
I've not seen it yet. Have you gotten into it?
I don't know if I got into it because I haven't. When I get into a show, I'm going to be all in. I will watch the show until it's over. I watched a couple of the episodes. Very violent. Kind of bordering on comic book superhero stuff. Very evil people, and kind of a Stranger Things vibe, only with older people.
Yeah. Like a supernatural feel to it?
With adults.
It's got definitely a supernatural feel to it. It's got code. It's got viruses that are involved with it. It's very, very right for the times, I think. And I'm just curious whether anybody's watching it. I've seen the
I've seen the publicity for it because they always try to push it on Shannon and I when we watch The Boys on Amazon as well, Amazon Prime.
Right.
Mike, I don't know if you've gotten into The Boys at all. I know I've asked... It's so violent. It is up your alley. I'm telling you. It is grotesque
violence. The kind of violence
violent.
That I know and love.
Oh, yes. Really.
What is The Boys basically?
This is going to turn you off, but it's... Imagine the Marvel Universe and DC Comics put together, and then take away all the benevolent characteristics from the superheroes, and then add... And this is not giving anything away. This is what almost made me change the actual platform I was watching the show on and exit out. There is a seat. There's a guy who has superheroes like the Flash that he just runs fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's got a drug problem. And when he's all messed up, he's literally running so fast that he will blow through people like and kill them. And you see that. And there's a scene with one of the main characters when A-Train, who is the Flash That's in this
the
character.
Fast guy,
yeah,
sure.
Fast guy. Right. He is coming around the corner. This one of the protagonists in the show is holding the hands of his soon-to-be fiance, about to ask her to marry him. And they're holding hands like this, like I'm holding, you've got the others on the other side. And all you see come back are hands because A-Train was turning the corner and blew her hands off and killed her.
Running wow. through her.
Running through her.
And that's the name of the character is A-Train?
A-Train, the fast guy, yeah.
The fast guy.
That's in the first
episode. Not the Flash.
Not the Flash. But it, no, I'm trying, like to give you a comparison. Trying to give yeah. you a comparison. And every one of the superheroes are morally corrupt.
Really?
Morally corrupt, yeah.
So they're evil.
They're evil.
Super, it's not like Deadpool, where he was just naughty.
No.
But he was still a good
These
guy.
These people are
These
evil.
Are just... They're bad people.
They're evil.
See, this really. Speaks to, I think, our current frame of mind, because my recommendation had some of the most intense violence I've seen in a long time, but in a different way, because most of it was medical violence. Mike, have you watched at all the show Ratched?
Yes, I have.
Netflix.
I have watched some of Ratched.
It
That's
is.
That's like with Utopia. I'm a couple of episodes in. She's pretty terrific in that.
She's great. And also, it is one of the best looking shows I've ever seen and great
right.
use of music. But in episode 3, there is a. I'll just
don't,
call
don't
it.
Don't spoil it. I'm watching it. Don't spoil it.
Wait for the surgery, Mike. It's great.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it really. It's.
I might have gotten to it. Did it involve a drill?
Oh, it gets better than that. That's just the one in the operating theater.
Oh, really?
There's a better one after that I put my hands on my head when I was watching it. It was
And with The Boys, you've got two seasons. You got the first season, and now the seventh episode has just been released of the second season.
All right,
yeah,
so
there's
there
only
they are.
There's only 8 episodes of Ratched, and I blew through half of them last night.
So. The Boys, Ratched, and Utopia.
Yeah.
Those are three little
Not
diversions
safe for work
for you
or with
you
your kids.
No, they're pretty hyper-violent. Yeah. You know, good for the times, though. That's the way it goes. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. A little more Van Halen for you people. Love this one, too. Give this a little time before you start the promo. Love this.
Well, hey there. It's me, Winslow. I'm a Boston Terrier. I'm just like most dogs. I eat, I poop, I fart, I smell other dogs' butts, I pee on things to show ownership, but the one thing that's special about me is my owner. He's wicked smart. He uses the TMOS Shopping Center at MichaelMarishow.com, Target, and Walmart. It's great for dog food, treats, those squeaky toys I like so bad, and carpet cleaner. Yeah, sorry about that. I had to pee wicked bad. Shop at the TMOS Shopping Center. MichaelMarishow.com. Johnny on the spot. Go Sox. Oh, and woof.
Thank you very much, Winslow. Welcome back. Just like the bartender said to the guy who ate the quilt, hey, you look a little down in the mouth. Like down from the quilt?
Yeah, because there's feathers in it. Goose.
That's
feathers.
Terrible.
It is horrible.
Listen, I get it. Everything just seems a little sad right now. A perfectly good Monday ruined with a hospital visit. Your mustache doesn't connect to your beard. And the most exciting part of your day was following Paul Blair Christine's exciting Cancun evacuation. Unrewarding. Don't you crave a bit of normalcy?
Sure.
Well, TMOS Fruitcake Futures will take you back to the good old days. Grab your butter rudder and sail your taste buds to happier times. One bite of these fruitcakes will remind you of a time when everything was right with the world. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Buy them now and have something to look forward to, because our flour has power. Don't be a glutton for punishment. They taste even better than you remember.
You are on Oxy. If you're laughing at that, you're on Oxy.
I know. Thank you. It's just starting to kick in. Go to our website and buy as many as you like. Time is limited. I mean it, baby. I'm not kidding you this time. You'll get them in time for the holidays. www.mikeomerishow.com and click the banner. Click it good. Click it real good.
News.
Pills.
Boo. Van Halen guitarist Eddie Van Halen died yesterday after what his son Wolfgang called a long and arduous battle with cancer. He was 65. Wolfie added, quote, this one got to me. He was the best father I could ask for. Every moment I shared with him on stage and off was a gift. My heart is broken, and I don't think I'll ever recover from this loss. I love you so much, Pop. That's just a sad, simple, straight-ahead text from Wolf. Wolfgang was at the hospital when Eddie passed, along with his mother, Valerie Bertinelli, Eddie's brother Alex, and Eddie's current wife, Janie. Eddie and Valerie were married from 1981 to 2007. Everybody knows they still loved each other, and she made no secret about that, and he made no secret about that. Eddie was first treated for tongue cancer in 2000. Although he was a longtime smoker, he blamed it on years of holding metal guitar picks in his mouth. Last year, it was revealed that he had been battling throat cancer for several years and flying to Germany for radiation treatment, according to TMZ. The cancer had spread to his brain and the rest of his organs, and he went downhill quickly over the last few days. Here are some tributes that came in for Eddie. David Lee Roth said, "What a long, great trip it's been." Former Van Halen singer Sammy Hagar, "Heartbroken and speechless. My love is to the family." Former Van Halen bassist Michael Anthony, "No words. Heartbroken. My love to the family." Valerie Bertinelli wrote, "I'm so grateful, Wolfie, I'm so grateful Wolfie and I were able to hold you in your last moments. I will see you in our next life, my love." Just so sad reading that, because he was a pretty well-revered guy. And then Patton Oswalt, who is so brilliant, and we love him so much, and he wrote, "You just don't let up, do you, 2020? That's so true. That's just so true, and it's just sad. I don't know why I'm so sad about Eddie Van Halen, but I am.
Talent.
It's just
I think, and also, it's not just talent. As I was scrolling Instagram and Facebook, there was many encounters from showbiz people and just regular people. Everybody that ever met the guy said he was nice, said he was cool, said that when you talked to him, he listened and had a conversation. Yeah. And I said it earlier, when you watch him play, there's such a joy in his face. It's almost like he was in on the joke of what a great guitar player. Not a joke, but the deal that he's a great guitar player. He knew it, and he's sharing it. And it hit hard. It really did. It was a really, really sad revelation.
You know what I just got an idea for the show?
What's that?
This is a specialty show. You know how Rob does specialty shows with music and stuff? You know what you would love to do? A labor of love for you. And it doesn't have to be 10, 20 people, whatever you want. You should do, and we shouldn't call it Rob Spiewak's death reel, but maybe like In Memoriam, where you do a whole like hour special.
Oh, this is right up his alley.
Because nobody does it like you do.
Yeah.
And I think you should
do that.
It's something maybe you should give some thought to at the
end
of the year.
I'd love to do that. I'd like to do that. I could show the Grammys how to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you could. You put a ton of work into your relationship with your dog. You think that was the oxytocin when I came up with that idea?
I think it's brilliant. We should take more.
You spent a ton of work into your relationship with your dog. And they do love you as a result. It is
nice.
Just now. Now I'm not faking it. Now it is just now. A little bit goofy.
Riding the wave.
Right. Sure.
Do the dogs love you as a result? Well, if they had the choice between spending time with you and sniffing up on a strange dog, I've got some bad news for ye.
Yeah.
A new study monitored dogs' brain scans and found they get much more excited when they see a dog's face than their owner's face. In their defense, the study also found our brains. I'm sorry,
Mike. You really think you're fooling everybody, don't you?
In their defense, the study also found our brains light up more when we see other people's faces than when we see our dog's face.
All right,
there's that.
So essentially, each species is sensitive to their own species.
I don't know. Are you saying just don't look at it?
I don't know.
Eat it?
That's right. Are you saying that the third anniversary is the leather anniversary?
I really don't know, and I really don't care. It's the light. This is kind of refreshing when you consider how polarized the country is right now. A survey asked 30,000 Americans to answer this question. How many enemies would you say you have? They didn't define what an enemy is, so it could be anyone from an arch nemesis to that coworker who makes a whistling sound when they breathe through their nose. According to the results, the most popular answer by far is zero enemies. 44% of people said they don't have any enemies in life. 5% said one. 10% said between two and five. And 4% of people have more than five enemies. Just over a third said they don't know if they have any enemies out there. And all these stats were pretty consistent across different demographics. But one thing we noticed is that younger people tend to have more enemies than older people do. So maybe we put those grudges behind us as we age. I can offer my thought on this.
Okay.
I don't perceive people that have wronged me or people that I may have wronged as lifelong enemies. But I should point out that during my career, there are people, if you really wrong me, I really don't have much to do with you anymore. I don't care to, but I don't want to go back and dwell.
You don't hold that grudge.
On that person. And I am, you know, sometimes it takes longer. Sometimes it's years. Sometimes it's weeks. Sometimes it's months. But I move past it and then I just don't really think of them that much. And that's so... You know, and I hope they're not enemies of mine, because really anybody that has even done what I would perceive as something that that affected me negatively, I still would, you know, hope I wouldn't want to wish them pure ill. Not, you know, outside of that window where I really hate.
What about frenemies? So Rob and I are frenemies.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're friends, but we're also enemies.
Yeah, but you know what? There's a bond with this show that we all kind of, no matter how pissed off we get at each other, we all, there's that bond. There's a bond that existed because not only did we endure... you know, having people do us wrong initially when this podcast started, but then within the podcast that happened too. And that's a, you know, and as far as that's the way we perceived it, but, you know, the other guys that went on their separate way, that'd be, you know, that hurt me a lot. But in the long run, we don't dwell on it, but we do remember it. And I think we kind of protect each other in that way.
You know, the story's made me think, Mike, I think I can come up with two enemies and they both live in my house. So there's that. No,
Julia.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Robert. It's Robert and your wife. Is that what it is?
They're gonna kill him.
Yeah. Did I get the two principles right? At least on the joke. Right.
Yeah, that's the joke.
I get it. All right, thank you. One out of four single people had sex with their roommate during the quarantine, according to a new survey by Match.com. And 16% of single people say they've been getting it on with themselves more often during the pandemic. That's a little factoid. I'm not surprised by it.
I mean,
are you?
You're gonna settle. Because you can't select during the pandemic.
Exactly.
Why settle when you can select? There we are.
John Lithgow can't keep his hands off himself.
And now a little something something, ladies and gentlemen. There's a guy named Randall Whitehead. It's spelled W-H-I-T-E-D. He worked for the Austin Public Library in Austin, Texas. And over the course of 12 years, he stole at least $1.3 million worth of printer toner.
Oh, my God.
Between 2007 and 2019, he bought at least $1.5 million worth of toner for the library, which really only needed about $150,000 worth of toner. He'd take most of the boxes of toner out with him, and he told people he was taking them to other branches.
But he
was really just taking them home to sell online. Randall also used the library's credit cards to buy himself at least $18,000 worth of electronics, including video games, a drone, and a Roomba.
I love the detail in this story.
The library finally caught on after a city audit and an investigation, and Randall was arrested for theft a few weeks ago. It turns out he has five previous arrests for theft and burglary in the 80s and 90s. Mm. When asked about the incident, the head librarian said, "Shh." Sorry. Wrote that one earlier. Delivered it badly, but it was damn funny when I did it the right way earlier this morning. All right. I don't hurt as bad right now. We'll take a break and we'll come back with Rob and his sounds, and we'll get out of here.
We can go long if you want.
No, I don't want to at all.
All right.
Just decide whether I'm going to go out to the old, Cocoonville today. Don't think that's happening. Sorry. I think it's going to pass.
Is that a four putt? No. You barely hit the ball.
Exactly. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Oh, if a lady.
Jennifer was
Snisky, assistant to Mr. O'Mara.
Lovely to meet you. My cock-a-doody sexuality. I liked it, but it didn't like me.
A lady doesn't tell about her routine. It's cucumbers over my eyes, hot coffee from Dunkin' Donuts, and my Kegels.
But before I do that, I gotta get a man. You sexy man. How about a three-way?
Oh, boy. That would be so much fun. Have you missed me?
She's back. Jennifer Wisniewski on The Mike O'Mara Show.
She's a lady.
Wow. Didn't know it was that big a deal. Fun. Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. According to the Declaration of Independence, we are all created equal. Politicians and billionaires have one vote, and so do you. This makes you as powerful as any one of them. It gives you control over what happens in your community, your state, and this nation. It is your privilege and your duty. Let me explain that. Duty. You have to do it.
You got to.
To make sure that America lives up to its promise of equality. Make sure you're registered, plan to vote on Tuesday, November 3rd, or vote early in your state, or you can do the mail-in thing like we are doing in Florida. And if you can do that, any of it that you can, please do. All the information you need can be found at vote.org. Exercise your right, please. You have a voice. Make sure it's heard. Tuesday, November 3rd, vote, because the future depends on you. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, October 7, 2020. Rob Spiewak.
We already discussed the fact that Eddie Van Halen passed yesterday, and one thing that is not really being brought up a lot is that he is very important in bridging two fields of music, sort of dance music and rock music. When he came in without pay and without credit and did a guitar solo on a song called Beat It.
Great. Oscar,
did you know it was him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And really, without credit and without money, but it bridged rock and roll.
How come they didn't pay him, Rob? How come they didn't pay him for it?
I think he just sort of volunteered to do it. I think it's another incident.
It's those days of like, hey, you want to come jam on this track? It's for Michael.
Yeah.
And you're not like, hey, give me my money.
He had all the money in the world. Yeah. He was fine. I mean, Van Halen was super, and superstars at that point.
And it speaks to him, again, being a good guy. And it helps make the record. So that's very awesome. This is a great story. This is a Smithsonian has a podcast, and they interviewed him in 2016. Eddie Van Halen in 2016, talking about what it was like growing up and how he became a guitarist.
If I had taken lessons and learned by the book, I would not play it all the way I do. Instead of reading a book, I wrote my own. Because of the things that I created technique-wise and whatever the way I play, they had to reinvent a whole new way to write music because they could not explain with regular notes what I was doing with this hand. So they had to create a whole new thing called tablature. It's something that if you're a musician, you just play until the day you die. You know, it's not like, you know, I can't wait to turn 65 and retire. It's not an ordinary job. You play music, you don't work it. But at times it can be hard work to be able to play it.
Also, one more thing I want to play from Eddie Van Halen. Some people are just born with the musical chip. And growing up, he was forced to take piano. And he was not into piano. He's a guitar player. He also liked to play drums. This is a story about him learning piano and faking it.
The funny thing is, I never learned how to read music. I fooled the teacher. I was just blessed with good ears. I'd watch his fingers and emulate what he did. He didn't find out until much later that I couldn't read. He actually found out one time when he was playing a new piece of music, and he asked me to turn the page for him, and I'm sitting going. He goes, "What's the matter? You're supposed to turn the page." I'm going, "What? I can't read." He's going, "What?" You know, this is after like 5 years of lessons with the guy.
Oh, no. Five years. Wow. Amazing.
So rest in peace, Eddie Van Halen. Also yesterday, amen, one of the greatest songs of all time. I love this record from 1972. Johnny Nash passed yesterday at age 80.
I can see clearly.
This is Johnny Nash?
Mm-hmm. And even if he had only had this one song, I think that's career worthy. But he had a lot of other hits. He was from Houston, Texas, and he was classified as a reggae pop singer. But a beautiful voice and a wonderful song that just keeps living on, I think.
This song is spectacular.
Oh, phenomenal song.
Yeah. But just like Farrah Fawcett, he picked a bad day to die. Because he came in second place. But I wanted to mention Johnny Nash. Now, have you heard about the coronavirus? It's in all the papers. Wendy Williams yesterday. Mike, if your TV's on and you hear, whoop, whoop, You know, Wendy Williams is coming on, and she was talking.
I'm so glad you have this that she can't pronounce it.
Yeah.
I love this.
Maybe she should say COVID instead. I don't know. But this is Wendy Williams on her show yesterday.
Oh, President Trump, don't be afraid of Cordova. Don't let it dominate your life. Sir, we are frightened of Cordova. You got it so we could get it.
She said it twice consistently. Cordova.
Cordova. Cordova. Cordova. Cordova. Cordova. Cordova. Cordova.
How is
Cordova.
That? How does that Cordova, even intertwine? Cordova.
I what have is no Cordova? Idea. I don't know.
Chrysler I think Cordova. That, you know, sometimes we all have those words as broadcasters where
COVID-19 is so easy.
COVID-19, coronavirus. It's a. There's certain words some people just can't compute.
But I mean, it should be in her brain.
She's not hearing it. She's not hearing it. She hears
Cordova.
I say Corona, and she hears Cordova.
I suppose. I guess. I don't know. But yeah. Anyway, it's a bad virus. No matter. Even if you say it wrong, it's still bad.
And the car from Chrysler was a Chrysler Cordova.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
So, Mike, we mentioned her in passing last week. Her name is Vanessa Bayer. She was the Saturday Night Live lady that played the kid that just had the bar mitzvah on the news a few times.
Oh, yeah. Very talented.
Love her. I think she's funny. Well, they did a viral marketing campaign that launched yesterday from Kraft Macaroni and Cheese. And it's they say, send nudes. And it's N-O-O-D-S. They want the first 7,000 people at their website to register can send a box of noodles, macaroni and cheese, send nudes, okay?
In these strange times, people are in need of extra comfort. That's why it's always a nice gesture to send nudes, so they know you're thinking of them. I'm talking about nudes, not nudes. I want there to be no confusion. Do not send nudes. Definitely send nudes. Send nudes early and often to everyone. Send nudes never.
Creative.
I mean, maybe to yourself, but even then, sparingly, unless you're talking about nudes, in which case, send away. In the event that there's any confusion about this, let's take a step back. Always send nudes. Never nudes. The only thing you should never not send is nudes.
Never not send them, Mike. I just thought that was a pretty clever thing.
Nudes.
And it was revealed today. Did anyone watch the return to Saturday Night Live
when
they're back in 8H?
I
thought it was a strong B-minus episode. Chris Rock is very funny. But
How was Jim Carrey as Biden?
Too accurate to be really funny, I thought. There was no expansion on the character. He was just being Joe Biden.
It's on the heels of what is a heavy moment for the American psyche. So it was hard to take in because it was so accurate. You're like, I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah, it was almost too accurate to be very... The funniest sketch, if you go back and go on YouTube, is the one about the name-changing agency. You'll love that. That's a very... Okay. That's the first sketch.
Right.
But anyway, it turns out because of COVID regulations of gatherings of people, they didn't know this when they came in. Saturday Night Live had to pay the audience as if they were workers. So when they showed up, everyone got a check for $150. And it's kind of nice because they were all frontline workers that they brought in and they gave them money to be there. So we'll close with Chris Rock referencing the audience on the Saturday Night Live return that aired last Saturday.
The audience are first responders. All the audience right here. Responder, okay? Okay, so, you know, they're so good, we let people die tonight so they can see a good show, okay?
So Chris Rock's
still funny.
Good show.
But Chris Rock, not as funny since he got his teeth fixed. Unpopular opinion. That's just what I think.
He still looks like an 11-year-old boy to me.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a good Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. We got to get out of here, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Yeah. Doesn't hurt as much. Got me through the end of the show.
There you go.
Do you feel more like a spitter or a biter right now?
I feel like a cotton mouther. That's what I feel like right now. I swear to God. I've been trying to text Carly. This is how lit I was at the end of the show. Last half hour of the show, I've been trying to tell Carly, get me a glass of water. Because I didn't want to get up. And I'm like going... Just not moving as quick. Glad it hit it the second part of the show. We'll see you tomorrow for a brand new one. For Oscar Santana, Rob Spivak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Cordova. Cordova.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm a phony! Just like you!
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
It's done, Joe. Inspect your things. They're loading your cart.
That was a hot mess inside a dumpster fire, inside a train wreck.